Welcome to the program. My guests tonight are the guys from Fresh Sport.
5 years ago, Vanessa got bold, the white boy, her soul, now rock and roll. And ever since that day, when he heard the rap, this came with a style. I wore a baseball cap.
Fresh Force has a hot new record, and we will hear it a little bit later on in the show.
Music made and played in Madison. This is the beat of the city.
Fletcher Keys with Johnny Winston Jr., Oren Benamy, Aaron Hydem, and Richard Henderson. They're my guests tonight. They are also known as Savoir Faire, Finesse, Daddy Rich, and Sweetie, or Fresh Force. Thanks for coming in here tonight, you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, no problem.
How long have you guys been together?
5 years.
Does it seem like that long?
Not really. It seems like it was just yesterday.
Now, one of the songs on the new record is called Always Together. Are you always together?
Yes, we are.
Always.
That's the song's all about.
Yeah, like a lot of people, if I'm out someplace, they'll say, where's Richard or where's Oren or whatever. So it's like, we're always together.
Mostly girls.
Did you guys grow up together, meet in school? How was it that you got the group together in the first place?
Yeah, it was myself and Oren. We were in high school together. We went to high school. And then Richard, he was a couple years, behind us. And we got him and then...
Living in Chicago.
Yeah. And Aaron lived in Chicago and he moved back here. He used to live in Madison, so...
Back.
Yeah. The Fresh Force is back together. Now, after all that time together performing, I know that you guys still find it difficult sometimes to book club dates and find places to perform, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's just because we're a rap group, you know. If we were a band, I think it'd probably be a different story.
Not a lot of people take us seriously, and that's the reason for the record. Maybe they will take us seriously and book us in some places. So.
Now, there are quite a few rap groups now in Madison, and a lot of good ones, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that going to help?
It's like the rap groups now that we're working with ourselves, we're all trying to go together as opposed to trying to compete with one another, because I think we can go farther that way.
Help each other out.
Yeah.
Well, the new record is just out. It's a 3-song single on Boat Records. Produced by Fresh Force and Steve Marker. Here is the A-side, Fresh Force, with We Rock the House on the Beat of the City. That's the A-side of the new Fresh Force single, We Rock the House, on Z104. It's the Beat of the City, and all the guys in the band are with me tonight. Now, last week, I thought that there were some female background vocals on the new EIEIO record, but Steve Summers told me that they were just guys singing real high. Now, that I know is not the case with your record. Who is it that's singing the female background vocals?
It's two girls, Holly Candy Smith and Nikki Seville Wright.
Have they worked with you before? Have they done any live performances with you? Or did you just call them in to do the studio thing? There's a lot of hand signaling going on here. No,
we did. One time we put the girls on stage with us. I mean, it went over good.
Yeah.
I mean, everything could be perfected, but, you know, that's something we're going to do in the future. But that's just the one time we tried that.
Yeah. Now, I know that you guys are not musicians, at least you're not playing what's on this song. Who did all the musical backup for you?
Steve the Marker. Band Marker.
Well, Daddy Rich right here, he did additional drum patterns with his fingers on the drum machine.
So what are you going to do when you get out into a club and people ask for We Rock the House? Are you going to have the instrumentals on a tape or something in the background so you can actually do the thing as it is on the record?
Yeah, we all, like, every show that we do, we usually put all the instruments and things like that on a tape and then run it through through our DJ right here.
Sweetie.
Yeah. Sweetie.
And that's pretty common. I mean, a lot of rap groups do it that way. Yeah. Timbuk3 even does it, and they aren't even a rap group.
Yeah.
So I like that way. Tell me about what it was like working with TV Lenny.
Yeah.
Because you guys showed up on some TV commercials, some radio commercials, and obviously thought of it as a way to get some exposure.
Well, besides him making us wear stockings.
he's cool.
A real nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's down to earth.
He's, you know, ordinary.
Yeah, he's not like
just people. One of the guys.
Did people, you see it as a break or did you just see it as an opportunity to make some bucks?
Oh, definitely a break, you know. Well, yeah, both. But
it helped our record out a lot.
Exposure.
Yeah. Would you recommend that to anybody else?
Well, I guess you just have to be in the right place at the right time. That's how we met him, and you know, that's how he worked us into the commercials. So.
And it works for you.
Yeah.
Will you do any more work with him?
Yeah.
Any other merchants? Or are you guys under exclusive contract?
No, we've done some things before for other people. And, if other things come up, we'll do them.
All right. The guys from Fresh Forest are with me tonight on the program on the occasion of the release of their first record. And here's one of the cuts from the flip side. I say one of the cuts because there are two on the backside. And this one is called Always Together, Fresh Forest on the Beat of the City.
Now we're always
together.
Together.
Whenever
Fresh Forest is a crew that will last forever.
That's Fresh Forest and Always Together, one of the three cuts on the new record on Boat. And this is Z104, is the Beat of the City. In just a moment, more from Fresh Forest as the beat continues.
It's Sunday night.
Prejudice on the backside. The record is now in stores, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and where can people find it to buy it? Because they need at least two or three copies.
Well, we can find it, or you guys can find it at Rose Records, B-Side, Penny Lane, and Wazoo Records. Those are all on State Street. And there's also copies at Off the Wall Records, Mad City Music Exchange, and Empire Records at Westgate.
I think you got almost every record store in town covered. Hope that we can see you performing soon somewhere. I'm sure you'll let us know when the next gig is
definitely.
Coming up. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
It's good to have you on the show.
Thanks,
good luck with the new record.